Welcome in. In this lesson, we're building a dub siren framework around a name in break and arranging it in Ableton Live 12 like a proper drum and bass sketch. We're not just looping a break with a siren slapped on top. We're learning how to turn a simple idea into a reverb arrangement with tension, release, drops, and transitions. If you're new to this style, that's totally fine. The whole point here is to keep it beginner-friendly, use stock Ableton tools, and make something that already feels like jungle or dubwise DNB, even if it's still rough around the edges. First thing, open a fresh Live 12 project and set the tempo somewhere around 172 to 174 BPM. That's a sweet spot for classic DNB energy without rushing too hard. Then create three tracks, one for drums, one for the siren, and one for bass. If you want, set up two return tracks too, one for delay and one for reverb. That gives you a clean, simple workflow and helps you focus on the arrangement rather than getting lost in options. Now let's bring in the amen break. You can drag in an amen loop as auto, or put it in a drum rack if you want to slice it further later. For this beginner sketch, audio is the easiest way to start. Turn on warp so it locks to the grid. If the break feels smoother with time stretching, try Complex Pro. If you want more of the original transient snap, Beats mode can work nicely too. Trim the loop down to one bar or two bars at first. Then make a few small edits. You might duplicate a snare hit for extra drive, cut out a kick or ghost note to make a little breathing space, or leave a tiny gap before a snare, so the break feels like it's talking. That's a big part of the vibe here. The amen should feel alive, not sterilized. Add EQ8 to the break if needed. Roll off a little sub rumble below about 25 to 35 Hz. If the break feels harsh, take a small dip somewhere around 3 to 6 kHz. If it feels too dull, a gentle high shelf around 8 to 10 kHz can help bring back some air. Keep it light. The goal is to preserve the punch and swing of the amen, not flatten it. Next, we build the dub siren. Load operator or wave eatable on the siren track. Operator is a great choice for beginners because it's clear and direct. Start with a sine or saw-based tone. Put it in a mid register, somewhere around C3 to C5 depending on how piercing you want it. Give it a short attack and a medium release, so it can ring out but still stay controlled. iDub siren is not just a melody. It's more like a warning signal, a callout, a character sound. So think about movement. Use pitch bend, or automate the pitch so the sound rises and falls like a proper siren sweep. If you're in wave-eatable, you can use a bright wave-eatable. Add some filter resonance, and use a little LFO movement for extra life. After the synth, add auto filter, saturator, echo, and reverb. Keep the effects controlled. You want character, not a washed-out mess. A good starting point is filter cutoff moving somewhere between 300 Hz and 3K Hz, echo feedback around 15 to 30%, reverb decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, and saturator drive around 2 to 5 dB. Just enough bite to help the siren cut through the drums. Now comes one of the most important ideas in the whole lesson. Call and response. In DNB, especially jungle-influenced stuff, the siren should answer the drums, not constantly sit on top of them. Think in phrases, not loops. Think in sentences. Try placing the siren briefly in the spaces between the strongest snare hits. For example, bars 1 and 2 can be just the amen with a tiny bit of atmosphere. In bar 3, the siren comes in briefly on an off beat. In bar 4, it rises into the last beat and then drops out. Then bars 5 and 6 can be the break variation with no siren at all. In bar 7, bring the siren back with a longer note or a pitch sweep. Bar 8 can be a small fill or a reverse effect. That kind of pattern gives you movement and makes the arrangement feel intentional. If the siren clashes with the snare, move it a little. DNB lives in the tension between elements, not in everything hitting at once. Leave space. Let the drums breathe. Now let's add the bass. Keep this simple. Load operator again, or use another clean stock synth, and make a sine-based sub. Put it low, around C1 to C2. Give it a fast attack and a short release so the notes stay tight. You can add subtle glide if you want a little movement, but don't overdo it. Write a bass pattern that supports the break rather than fighting it. Hold notes on the downbeats. Add one or two syncopated notes after the snare, and leave silence where the break is already busy. That push and pull is where the groove lives. Use utility to keep the bass centered and mono. That's really important in this style. The low end should stay focused. Then add EQ8 if needed. Cut a little boxiness around 200 to 400 Hz if it feels muddy, and keep the sub strong but not overpowering. If the kick and bass are fighting, Reduce the bass a little or use volume automation so it ducks slightly around the punchy drum hits. Now it's time to move out of loop thinking and into arrangement thinking. In arrangement view, sketch a simple structure. Bars 1 to 8 can be the intro, with a filtered amen, light atmosphere, and maybe just a hint of siren tail. Bars 9 to 16 can be the first drop, where the full amen groove comes in, the bass centers clearly, and the siren phrases land at the end of the four-bar groups. Bars 17 to 24 can be the switch-up, where you remove one or two break layers, add a fill or reverse hit, and bring the siren back in a different way. Bars 25 to 32 can be the outro, where you thin the arrangement, filter down the bass, and let the break and atmosphere carry the track out. If you want, drop arrangement markers in for intro, build, drop, switch, and outro. That makes it easier to revisit the sketch later. This is where automation brings the whole thing to life. Automate the siren's filter cutoff during the intro and build so it opens up as the energy rises. Automate the reverb send so the siren blooms at the end of a phrase, then cut it back when the drop lands. Automate delay feedback for the last hit before a section change. You can also automate track volume for quick pullbacks before the drop, which makes the return hit harder. A classic move is to automate the siren reverb up on the last note of a phrase, then suddenly cut it when the drop lands. That contrast is huge. It creates impact without needing more sounds. You can also automate a low-pass filter on the amen in the intro, then open it up for the drop. That's a really effective way to make the full beat feel bigger when it arrives. Now add some transition details. These little moves make a beginner arrangement feel way more complete. Try a snare fill before bar 9 or 17. Add a reverse cymbal or a reversed siren tail into the drop. Drop the drums out for one beat before the bass comes back in. Mute the siren for half a bar so its next entrance lands harder. If you're using delay on a return track, send the final siren hit into echo and let it trail into the next section. That helps the arrangement connect smoothly without becoming cluttered. Think like a DJ and a selector. Give the listener something happening, then something missing, then something returning. A few things to watch out for. Don't leave the siren on all the time. It should feel like a feature, not wallpaper. Don't let the low end get muddy. Keep the sub mono and avoid wide effects down there. Don't overprocess the break. The amen's punch and swing are the whole point. And don't forget contrast. If everything is always full on, nothing feels like a drop. If you want a darker, heavier vibe, keep the siren phrases shorter and more aggressive. Add a little saturation so it cuts through. Keep the bass simple but moving. Use break edits as tension tools. Remove a kick before a big hit. That tiny gap can make the next moment feel massive. Another important tip is to save a safe version of your project before you start adding heavier processing or extra layers. That way, if you go too far, you can always compare it to the clean version and bring it back. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build a 16-bar sketch with one amen break, one dub siren, and a simple bass line with just 2 to 4 notes. Make bars 1 to 4 a filtered intro, bars 5 to 8 the first drop, bars 9 to 12 a break variation, and bars 13 to 16 an outro or second push. Automate the siren filter cutoff and reverb send. Remove the siren from at least 2 bars so it has room to breathe. Then do a quick mono check on the bass and make sure the low end is under control. When you listen back, ask yourself 3 things. Does the siren feel like a response, not a constant layer? Does the amen still punch? And does the drop feel bigger than the intro? If the answer is yes, you're on the right path. So the big takeaway is this. Use the amen break and dub siren as a conversation, then arrange that conversation in sections. Keep the tempo around 172 to 174 BPM. Shape the break with light editing. Build the siren with controlled saturation, filtering, delay, and reverb. Use call and response instead of non-stop layering. Automate filters, sends, and volume to create contrast. Keep the sub mono and leave enough space for the groove to hit. That's the framework. Simple idea, proper movement, real arrangement energy. Once you get this working, you'll have a strong foundation for jungle, rollers, and darker DNB sketches that feel intentional, heavy, and ready to evolve.